Weird category of people are the poor people. Because they're poor, no legal fees they can afford. Generally, they're treated as downtrodden. They don't have any social standing. So, because of them being poor, so they also don't take any action. And the third type, it is mentioned here, are the weak. Those people that are weak, for example, the ladies, those people that are not very strong as far as financial situation is concerned, as far as the intellectual capacity is concerned, they don't have much know-how. So because of them being weak in all these aspects, so therefore they are also downtrodden, they are sometimes trampled upon, and they take no action. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his beautiful hadith has warned us to be careful of taking any type of action against these type of people. So we did one hadith yesterday that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi made reference to. That hadith was Hazrat Ansa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu qala kunna ma'an nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sittata nafarin. Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu says that we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, six of us. فَقَالَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ لِلنَّبِي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam اُتْرُدْ هَا. So the mushrikeen, the politicians had come there and they had seen the six. So they seen the six of us. And they told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that get rid of these six people. Why? لا يجتريون علينا. Because if we sit together with them, then they'll become bold. In other words, they are on the same platform as us. We're sitting in one gathering together. They had the superiority complex that we are more superior than them. We are the noble from the Quraysh. Why should we be sitting with this poor, downtrodden Sahaba, so to speak? In their minds, they were thinking like this. So they told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that move these people away. So they don't become bold in condemning us. وَكُنْتُ Then he explains, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu explains, who were the six people? He said, كُنْتُ أَنَا I was one of them, وَابْنَ مَسْعُودِ وَابْنُ مَسْعُودِ has Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu وَرَجُلٌ مِنْ هُذَيْلِ وَبِلَالِ وَرَجُلَانِ He says, there were one person from the Huzail tribe, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, as we know, was a black Abyssinian slave. وَرَجُلَانِ He said, there were two other people, لَسْتُ أُسَمِّيهِمَا I do not wish to name them. As we mentioned, these other two, we come to know from other hadith, was Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, two great sahaba that were there. فَوَقَعَ فِي نَفْسِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ أَيْ يَقَعَ فَحَدَّثَ نَفْسَهُ So when they had made this request, what had happened was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, obviously he didn't accede to the request, but how can he send his sahaba away to entertain them? So they made a second proposal that you meet with them on one day and you talk to them and the next day you talk to us. So this proposal was something that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had thought about, and it occurred to him that maybe in the interest of these people accepting Islam, I'll give them that one day. So it happened such that Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu was told, and they wanted this in writing, that we are given a guarantee that we'll be see you on one day and these other sahaba can see you on another day. So he, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, about to instruct Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu to write this, when these ayats were revealed, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَنْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, keep yourself patiently with those people that call unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning and evening. In other words, stay patiently with these people. Because they are dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't get carried away. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what happened after that was when he would see the sahaba, he would welcome them, the six sahaba, he would welcome them and he would tell them that welcome to those people whom because of them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had admonished me, Allah Pak had reprimanded me. Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, niyat was very good. That he wanted these people to get hidayat. But just that mere fact that you're showing some type of disregard to sahaba who were regarded to be poor, down, as far as social standing is concerned, just that mere fact Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these ayats, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would then not wake up from the gathering until the sahaba stood up. Until they stood up from the gathering, then only he would stand up to make 100% conformity, be 100% in conformance with this ayat that was revealed. To this hadith, Abi Hurairah and Abi Hubairah Ta'id ibn Amr ibn al-Muzani wa huwa min ahli bay'at al-Ridwan anna Abba Sufyan ata ala Salman wa Suhaib wa Bilal fi nafarin. The Sahabi, he mentions, he was one of the Sahaba, this Abu Hubairah Ta'id ibn Amr al-Muzani, he was from one of the Sahaba that were participants in the bay'at al-Ridwan. Bay'at al-Ridwan was at the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba took a pact, they took a bay'at, as we say bay'at, they normally in tasawwuf they use the word bay'at, they took a pact with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that they will obey him under all commands they will save themselves from sinning, and they will give their lives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he was one of them. So he says that Abu Sufyan, who was the leader of the Quraysh, he had not accepted Islam at that time. Ata ala Salman wa Suhaib wa Bilal fi nafarin. He came, and when he came in this gathering that was seated there, there was Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, who was not an Arab. Suhaib al-Rumi radiallahu anhu, who was not an Arab. Bilal al-Habashi, he was not an Arab. So all three of them were not Arabs, and they were seated there in a gathering that was present. فَقَالُوا, so these people said, مَا أَخَذَتْ سُيُوفُ اللَّهِ مِنْ عَدُوِ اللَّهِ مَا أَخَذَهَا. The sword of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not taken its due right from the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, they were taunting Hazrat Abu Sufyan. But that time he was not Hazrat, he was not a Sahabi. So Abu Sufyan at that time had come in. So these people had said that. And Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was there, and he realized that this person was the leader of the Quraysh. Although he was not a Muslim, he was the leader of the Quraysh. And these people generally were not seem to be of that standing. So he reprimanded them and he told them, فَقَالَ أَبُو بَكْرَ أَتَقُولُونَ هَذَا لِشَيْخٍ قُرَيْشٍ وَسَيِّدِهِمْ. Do you people say this about this old person who is the leader of the Quraysh and a person of nobility from the Quraysh? فَأَتَى النَّبِيَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَأَخْبَرَهُ. So after reprimanding them, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, it worried him that what he said. Sahaba were not like us. We say something and we're so proud, we'll tell the whole world, you know, I let them have it and I sorted them out. But this worried him that he told his Sahaba this. So immediately he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he informed him that this is what I did. فَقَالَ يَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ لَعَلَّكَ أَغْبَطَهُمْ. So Rasul أَغْضَبَتَهُمْ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, لَعَلَّكَ أَغْضَبْتَهُمْ. That perhaps you hurt these people. Perhaps you hurt them by saying this. So, لَإِن كُنْتَ أَغْضَبْتَهُمْ لَقَدْ أَغْضَبْتَ رَبَّكَ. Then if you have hurt these people, then remember something, you have hurt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who? Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, that although these people are seen to be non-Arabs, although they are seen to be just general people, but if you have hurt them, remember something, you have hurt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fatahum, immediately, this was Sahaba, immediately, without any reservation, not thinking that I'm Arab, they are non-Arab, like how we would think that I'm of a certain caste and they are of a different caste, they are lower caste, nothing like that. Immediately, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came to them, فَقَالَ يَا إِخْوَتَا, oh my dear brothers, أَغْضَبْتُكُمْ, that perhaps I have angered you, perhaps I have shown, I've displeased you. So immediately they also replied, لَا يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكَ يَا أُخَيَّ. No, you have not displeased us, O Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive you, O my brother. That was the end of the story. No enmity, no malice, no hatred. He told them these things. He went and found out from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Immediately Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam warned him. So this is a lesson for us. If Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam could tell Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu that be careful how you speak to the ordinary people, how much more careful we should be when speaking to people. Never ever look at a person's financial status and then decide that now I can disrespect or I must respect this person. But we don't know what ta'alluq a man has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of the ta'alluq he has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore we should respect him. And if a person doesn't matter, he doesn't have wealth, but the fact that he is the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he deserves our respect. So this is, all these things help a person to bring tawazu in his life. Man tawaza alillah rafa Allah. And when he has this tawazu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused this person to take off. So if you all want to take off, this is the thing we all need to bring in our lives. This level of humility, this level of tawazu, this is the thing that will cause a person to take off. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.